Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Hey everybody, welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I'm excited about this podcast. I want to talk about the power of consistency. I believe consistency is a scripture that we will find actually about consistency throughout the entire Bible. The Bible has a lot to say about consistency. God has a lot to say to us about being consistent people in every aspect and in every realm of our lives. I'm going to give you one scripture, and that's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. And the word of the Lord says, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." I'm going to read it one more time. "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." Always abounding, that's consistent. Steadfast, that's consistent. Immovable, that is consistent. "Knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." So everything that we do for God, we find here, Paul tells us, is not in vain. But he tells us and he encourages us to be steadfast, immovable. Speaking of consistency, let me say this to you. Any area in your life that is not consistent, inconsistency is going to be the killer. It's going to kill every aspect of whatever it is that you're trying to attain or accomplish. Now, when it says be consistent, even in serving God, in loving God, in seeking God, that consistency is taking you somewhere. Let me give you this example. What if, let's say, I plant a tree today? Imagine me planting a tree in the front of your house. And then I decide, you know what? We're going to uproot it. We don't want it in the front. We're going to plant it in the back. And so we go and plant it the next day in the back. And then we decide maybe a week later, you know what? I think I'm going to decide that I want it in the front after all. So I uproot it and then I plant it in the front again. And then we decide, you know what? It'd be cool if maybe we see it on the side of the house. And so we uproot it again and then we plant it on the side of the house. Now, you and I both know the condition of the root system of that tree. It's never really going to grow. It's never going to flourish. It's probably not even going to survive. Why? Because the root system has been uprooted several times. Inconsistency is like that in your life. Every time you stop consistency in prayer, in seeking God, it is like uprooting something. You uproot it. What are you doing? You're weakening the root system. You're making that tree weak. You're causing that tree to not produce any fruit. Inconsistency will always cause us to not produce fruit in any area of our life. And so that's why Jesus tells us time and time again, abide in me so that I can abide in you. So what happens is that whenever we do not abide in something, we're not consistent in something. Let's take, for instance, our relationship with God, our prayer life. When you are not consistent in your prayer life, you have broken fellowship. You have just uprooted the tree and moved it towards the back. Now, if that doesn't kind of put a fear of God in you, I don't know what will. Because none of us wants to kill our intimacy with God. But inconsistency is doing just that. It is killing our intimacy with God. Anytime we're inconsistent in our relationship with God, we don't seek him like we should. We don't pray like we should. We don't seek him on a consistent daily basis. Then it's killing your intimacy. Inconsistency, I'm going to say it again. It's up on my Instagram. Inconsistency kills intimacy. It's killing you. Any area in your life that is inconsistent, it is killing you. You are uprooting and it has no strong roots. So I am challenging you through this means, start to get consistent. Start to identify areas in your life where you're not consistent. Wherever you are not consistent, you are not going to produce fruit. Now, consistency, there's power in that. When you are consistent, there's power. You start to see, you know, one day fruit be manifested in your life. Now, let me say this. How is it that people, or what makes somebody consistent from a day in and day out, daily basis, regardless of whether they feel like it or not, regardless whatever emotions is maybe sprouting in them, you know, what causes a person to be so consistent? What causes an individual to be like Paul tells us in Corinthians? Be immovable, be steadfast, you know, be unshakable. What causes a person to be consistent? I'm going to tell you what. A person who is consistent is somebody who is emphasizing faith in their life. Any area in your life that you're inconsistent, you lack faith. Because consistency causes a person, watch this, faith actually causes a person to be consistent. Why would I be consistent in prayer? Because I have a faith, knowing that what I'm praying for, it's going to be manifested. Somebody who has inconsistency in their life doesn't have faith. That's why they're inconsistent. That's why they can break fellowship. That's why they can interrupt a prayer. Why? Because they don't have faith to believe what they are praying for. But somebody who has faith, behind that faith is going to be consistency. Consistency is, let's say, the fruit of somebody who has faith. I have faith. I know that when God says to me, seek me and you will find me. I know I have faith enough to believe that whatever I am asking God in prayer, the Bible says never get tired of doing good. For in due season, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, at the proper time, you will reap. You will reap a harvest. When you have faith, knowing that, you can't break it. That's what drives you. Faith is driving you to be consistent. So look at all the areas in your life where you are not consistent. And in that area, you're lacking faith. So today I pray that through this means faith begins to sprout in you again. That maybe you need to, faith cometh by hearing the word of the Lord. Maybe you need to hear the word of God again. Today is the day where you start to break all inconsistencies in your life. The second thing that consistency does is that it causes the roots to grow deep. Any area that you are inconsistent, your roots are weak. Your roots are weak in the areas that you are inconsistent, and it's time to take care of the root. And how do I do that? Well, stop uprooting. Stop breaking fellowship. Stop interruptions. Now, stay consistent. And the third thing that I want to say to you, consistency will always work in every area of your life. Now, if I'm consistent in my prayer life, I'm consistent in seeking God, I'm consistent in my relationship with God on a daily basis, regardless of what's going on, regardless of how I feel, that is going to work and it's going to help and it's going to encourage and it's going to produce and it's actually going to benefit all the other areas in my life. Every area that you are consistent in, emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, it's actually all going to benefit all the other areas in your life. Consistency is powerful. Consistency really is the reason, or I should say it is the fruit or the manifestation of somebody who's carrying faith. You watch somebody who's consistent because they have faith. They have faith. They're consistent mentally. Why? Because they have faith. They know what God has spoken. They know that Romans 12:2 says, be renewed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so they have faith to know that God's perfect will is good. It's pleasing and it's good. It's perfect. It's pleasing. Meaning I'm going to transform my mind. Why? Because I have faith that God's will is going to be perfected in my life. So look at your life, identify all the areas where you are inconsistent, and you'll notice that it's going to affect all the other areas. Inconsistency, just like consistency benefits other areas, your inconsistency is going to affect other areas. So now's the time to a good time to reflect, identify, where am I inconsistent? Where have I not been disciplined in areas of my life? And that is the place, listen to me, it's going to either benefit you or it's actually going to hinder you. And think about that tree for a moment. What areas in your life have you been uprooting and then trying to plant? Uprooting and then trying to plant and then expecting roots to grow. You can't. Your root system has to grow deep. It's got to grow strong. Now, whenever you look at a tree and a tree's got a big bark and it's got a lot of years, let me tell you, that's because that tree stayed planted. That tree stayed there. Nobody uprooted it. It decided to stay there. Whoever planted that tree did not uproot it. Listen to me. Every area in your life that is consistent, it's growing roots. And that root system, it's going to be very hard for an enemy to come and try to uproot you. Why? Have you ever tried to uproot a tree with a huge bark? It's very difficult. Now, why is the enemy maybe attacking that area? It's probably because you keep uprooting it. I'm telling you, the enemy, it's very hard for him to attack the areas that you've already been grounded in. You already have strong, stable, grounded, deep, profound, thick, big roots in that area. I want to encourage you, stay consistent, be immovable. Be immovable, be unshakable, and be like Paul said to us in 1 Corinthians 15. He said, always abounding, immovable, be immovable. Stop moving mentally. Stop moving spiritually. Stop moving emotionally. Be grounded in your walk with God. Be consistent and start to break every form of consistency. Father, I pray for your people. And I pray that this is a good podcast, God, for them to reflect and identify every area that they're inconsistent. And I pray, Father, that from this day forward, your people become consistent. Your people become immovable. Your people become steadfast. Your people become abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing, God, that this is not in vain. Everything that we do for you is not in vain. Oh, Father, wake up your people. Father, bring conviction and enlightenment, God, where enlightenment is needed, Father. And I declare today, God, that your people, I prophesy over you. They're consistent, God. I prophesy over the viewers, over the hearers, over the listeners, God. Lord, they're consistent. They're consistent. They're breaking in consistency. Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I love you guys. We'll see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.